Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. How many times have things blown up in your face? Plans go astray, results not what you want? Hey, you're not alone. It's part of the human condition. But how you respond or how you prepare in advance can be very telling. Here are 8 ideas to help you when things don't go as planned. Number 1, always have big dreams and future goals you're working toward. Then, when things go haywire, well, look at it as just one action, not the whole goal. But if you have no big long-term dreams, then when little things go wrong, you feel like, well, that's all there is. There is no next big thing. So it feels like total failure when it isn't or shouldn't be. Second, don't panic. Don't overreact. It might not be a big deal. It might not yet be time to panic. Third, stop, take a breath, regroup, replan. Watch a baseball game. What do? Well, they have a conference on the mound. Watch a football game. What do? They have a team huddle or a halftime talk in the locker room. Take time, talk it through. Number 4, get mad. Okay, so that's a bit of an over-exaggeration. But hey, it's okay to get mad. We're all human. We all need to blow off steam now and again. And it's productive. It clears space to get in the right frame of mind. Just don't carry it too far and blame your spouse, your friends, your coworkers, which creates big damage. Get mad at the outcome or get mad at yourself and then let go and move on with a clear head. 5th, expect things will go wrong. Upfront, plan contingencies. Don't assume everything will go right. Plan for Murphy's Law at every turn. You know Murphy. If it can go wrong, it will. Gather your team and talk it through in advance. Write down alternative actions. Number 6, roll with the punches without discouragement. Learn to zig and zag. Watch a ball carrier in football running for the end zone. Seldom do they run in a straight line. Obstacles appear and forces a zig and a zag. Hey, that's life. Bobbing and weaving, changing directions, zigging and zagging. Number 7, have trustworthy sounding boards in your life to bounce dilemmas off of, like a coach, a mentor, a mastermind group. Don't be afraid or shy about asking for help. Life's biggest winners all have advisors. And finally, number 8, at the end, ask yourself, what lessons did we learn? Never let failure be a lost cause. Learn from it. Have postmortems or blameless autopsies, as Jim Collins called them in his book, Good to Great. Employ these 8 tactics when things go wrong, and you'll be better for it. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.